The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Allowing yourself plenty of time to settle as we begin the evening. And that part of that settling is really acknowledging and extending kindness to the conditions that are present for you right now. We don't have to like what's going on for us. In fact, we may find it unpleasant, or we may find it kind of neither pleasant nor unpleasant. We may find it pleasant. Whatever's present, just greeting it with goodwill and awareness of what it is. The goodwill being allowing what is true to be here. And as we acknowledge what's here, I'm going to say what we'll be practicing with this evening. And it's very important that as you hear what we're going to practice with, that you allow and accept whatever arises in your body, heart, and mind with respect. Because it's a form of information that's very, very important. We could almost treasure the information that comes up when I say that this evening I'll be offering guidance for compassion. Compassion is sometimes something that you might greet with readiness to practice, or you might feel some resistance to practicing it. You might feel some willingness. And it's so important to acknowledge whatever response you have to the idea of practicing compassion, because that in itself is a form of compassion to this heart, mind, body, your own conditions. We could say there are very good reasons for whatever has been conditioned, or there's an ability to extend goodwill towards whatever conditioning you might have towards the word compassion. Compassion can, in one definition, mean to feel with. And there are some things in this world that we find very difficult to feel with. Perhaps we don't want to feel them. Other times we already do feel so much with some condition that someone is experiencing. And that feeling with their conditions can be something that feels welcome as a form of fellow humanity, care, or it can feel overwhelming and perhaps even a little unwelcome. So to take in and to notice what comes up for you with this word, and allowing kindness towards yourself, goodwill towards whatever conditions produced your response. Because this practice of compassion can evoke so many different kinds of feelings and responses, even reactions, we want to start it in the gentlest possible way. And the way we'll do that this evening is by allowing someone to come to mind to whom you'd like to extend compassion, who for whom it's easy to feel compassion, or at least feels doable. So this might not be the person who has the most difficult conditions, but rather someone who has something that you feel you can definitely feel compassion towards, or have compassionate thoughts. Sometimes it's not so much emotional as it is an acknowledgement. The acknowledgement might be one of, if I had the same conditions as this person, I would be experiencing exactly the same thing. The response could be a good, solid wish for the person's difficulty, whatever it might be, to be able to come to an end, to be resolved, or if it's a perennial, persistent kind of thing, for them to be able to somehow be with it, work with it in some way that supports them and makes life perhaps a little less difficult. And if the idea of compassion for another person right now feels like too much of a stretch for where your heart mind is, allowing yourself to extend compassion towards the conditions that are occurring in your life right now that make compassion challenging. So, whether you'd like to say compassion phrases or radiate compassionate feelings for yourself or for someone else in your life, allow the image, the goodness of this person to come fully into your heart and mind. They don't have to be perfect. No one is. They can just be someone who has their good moments as well as their difficult moments. And we can extend our care to the good person who has difficult moments. And you can use phrases if you like. I'll suggest a few, but feel free to come up with ones that apply directly for you. And something like the following: I see your difficulty and I care. Imagining yourself saying it to the other person or having the feeling go from your heart to theirs. I see your difficulty and I care. And if what comes up for you does not feel like caring, noticing what's there instead. Sometimes these things are so challenging that we might feel the need to protect ourselves, to guard against the difficulty someone is experiencing. Recognizing that. You could combine, I see your difficulty, and I see my own difficulty in being with that. May the causes and conditions that are creating this difficulty come to an end. May you find a way to cope with, be with this difficulty. May that bring you ease. May any stress or suffering that is coming to you because of the challenge, may that come to an end. And if the person's condition is difficult for you, may my stress and suffering over the difficulty you're going through come to an end. And continuing in silence, perhaps quietly whispering good intentions of compassion in your mind for the other person and for yourself where you are challenged. Or simply radiating the feeling of compassion from you to them. If, as you practice with this compassion, you find yourself getting tired or resistance pops up, the mind drifts away, extending some care for yourself, as well as the person for whom you're saying the practice, perhaps giving much more space, much more room around this practice, and allowing all the different feelings that come up with it, all the different thoughts that come up with it. Gently allowing the feeling of care or concern to be enough to show the respect and compassion that you have. And as we come into the final few minutes of the meditation, if it fits for you, perhaps extending some compassion towards yourself in the role of someone offering compassion, and to all of those in the world who are offering compassion and care for those experiencing difficulty. We now have the opportunity to reflect a bit on what happened for you in the practice. And maybe taking a couple of minutes right now just to notice what happened during that practice for you and to respect what arose for you. We'll go into breakout rooms in a few minutes here, and the opportunity could be to talk about what came up for you as you practiced the compassion for yourself or the other person or both, noticing if it was easy or felt good. What were the conditions that made that possible? What do you know about what supported that? And if it was difficult or you felt, you know, resistance or challenge as you did it, what do you think may have made it challenging like that? And just allowing that all of that is very valuable information, very valuable room to grow the heart. As usual, when we do these breakout rooms, the opportunity is to give one short observation at a time and to make multiple rounds of your circle. And the invitation is to do so just listening very wholeheartedly to one another and letting each person take their turn without any advice or commentary, being one of the forms of compassion we work with here is the form of compassion that recognizes that other people have lots of wisdom, more wisdom about, you know, the conditions for the person they're saying compassion for than we could ever know. So enjoying the time together, and you'll have about 10 minutes. And I'll move people into other rooms if for some reason their companions drop out. So enjoy the time. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. We now have about 7 minutes to share. If there were any things that you noticed about what came up for you that others might benefit from hearing, or anything that you want to reflect on. And thank you, Neil, very much for posting the forum and for taking care of the group while I was gone. Yes, Jerry, please.
I've just back from the Jacob Javits Center in New York the last 4 days, where I was attending the American Psychiatric Association meeting. And this is in the public record, but Anderson Cooper, who's comes from a long line of dynasty, and he spoke as a keynote speaker about grief and the issue of compassion. And so it actually, well, he spoke about his own grief, but it was, even though I was in a crowd of thousands, it actually, I felt very connected to everyone in the room, as we all did, as he talked about how grief is a universal experience and loss. And so feeling compassion for loss of mental, physical, economic, spiritual, And it really makes you feel more connected to other humans, and actually less lonely.
Mm. So thank you so much. Yeah, that's wonderful, Jerry. It is so true that somehow in the larger culture, there hasn't always been much permission for grief. I mean, people get an idea that they get a 2-day funeral leave if someone dies, but there's an, you know, I once worked in a workplace where one of my colleagues was crying, and her mom had developed cancer and died really quickly. And another colleague was criticizing the fact that she was crying. And I'm like, oh, come on, you know, let's have some space here for being human. So when people acknowledge it, there's such a, it's such a gift to one another, right? Thanks, Jerry. Yes, Jean, please.
I think just speaking for myself, and then also summarizing a little bit the tenor in our group, there was a sense that Karuna is hard, and maybe mudita can feel so good and such a joy, and maybe metta's okay, maybe upekkha. But Karuna can be really hard. And for me, it's kind of scary when I think of some big things that have happened to some people close to me. One's in, you know, their death sentences, basically. I'm scared to go there. Mm-hmm. And then the critic comes in about that, too. I'm going to say the wrong thing. And why am I not better at this? So it was nice to think, well, I really actually, maybe I'm good at Karuna anyway. I'm sorry, at mudita. So
thank you so much for acknowledging that, Jean, because I do notice, you know, there are some topics that seem to be less popular. You know, Gil's fond of saying that one of them is renunciation. He says, you know, the minute you bring it up, everybody flees for the door because of the idea of giving up as things. But the other, I do think Karuna is challenging. And so, you know, and you're mentioning fear is a really good point. I think overwhelm can be there. Fear can be there. Just what do I do with the fact that there are some things I can't do anything about? So important to acknowledge this and to give yourself kudos for the practices that come easily, but also for sticking it out and giving Karuna a try, you know, whatever degree to which we can work with it is, I think, beneficial. And I think our capacity for it can grow. But it's not a simple practice. Padma, please.
I just want to, first of all, say that if it is not for IMC or this Sangha, I don't think I would have found any of these compassion or letting go or any of these. But anyway, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, so sometimes the only way we can approach some of these things is through companionship along the way, right? Being able to be with one another really helps. And sometimes, you know, the best of spiritual friends show us compassion for how difficult it is to feel compassion, you know, just how rough it can be. So with tremendous gratitude to each of you for your practice and just sending each one of us a lot of compassion for living this human life, may we all, as we go through the ups and downs of being human, may we find compassion for ourselves, and may that enable us to be a source of compassion and care for other people. If you'd like, you can unmute and say goodnight and thanks to your companions.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Good luck, Noella. Oh, I hear you.